escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
A distraught Queens family looking for answers as police in Puerto Rico have yet to catch the man who killed a LaGuardia Community College student who was there for a Bad Bunny concert. Let's get the latest from our Glenn Chuck.
25-year-old Kevin Mara is an innocent bystander as he was shot as Kevin was walking with friends in San Juan's La Perla section. This was around 4 a.m. Yesterday, a fight apparently breaking out and then the gunfire. Now, his parents, Sandra and Hector, who live in East Elmhurst, spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
They were walking, and then across the street, it was like
a bunch of people
arguing, and they start fighting each other. So one of them, they took out a gun.
Now they tell us that Kevin's girlfriend, who he was planning to propose to this fall, they've been dating for a couple of years. She was actually with him on this trip, but stayed back at the hotel as Kevin was out with other friends. Now the Amaris family saying they have started a GoFundMe to cover the cost of having Kevin's body flown back to New York and the cost of the funeral. All of that, they say, is going to be near $25,000. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
This past weekend was a violent one here in the city, with 10 people shot in a six-hour span Saturday night into early Sunday. Two did not make it. The violence included what appeared to be an execution-style shooting of a man during a block party on 4th Avenue and 57th Street in Sunset Park. That victim identified as 45-year-old Roberto Cuevas. A witness telling the Daily News the killer was arrested while trying to hide in a garage, but no confirmation yet from the NYPD. In Cypress Hills, a 23-year-old man was fatally shot on Pine and Etna Streets. That killer made off on a moped and is yet to be caught. There were also two other shootings early Sunday in Brooklyn, on Bushwick Avenue near Jefferson Street and on East 52nd at Farragut Road, all four victims expected to survive. In the Bronx, two people were wounded in gunfire on Crotona Parkway near Ellesmere Place, while in Queens, a 30-year-old woman was shot at Beach 17th by the Rockaway Beach Boardwalk. No arrests in either of those incidents. The NYPD investigating the slashing of a 78-year-old man in Hell's Kitchen. That was yesterday, just before 3 p.m. outside a taco shop on West 48th and 9th Avenue. So far, no word what led up to that. The victim is stable. Another slashing in the subway. That was on a 2-train last night around 9:30 at the Bronx Park East Station. Police say the woman did not know her attacker, and so far, no word what led up to that. Also on Sunday, a shoving with a 44-year-old pushed onto the tracks at 50th Street on the 1 line. Fortunately, the person managed to climb back up before a train arrived. No arrest in that incident. Well, for those feeling scared in the subway, the MTA says new stats should put you at ease.
Crime down, ridership up. That's word from the MTA, who says last month was the safest July in history for the transit system. Danny Perlstein with the Riders Alliance weighing in.
Every New Yorker should be safe on the subway, so this is very encouraging news. Our subway is remarkably safe, and more people are taking advantage of the safest, most affordable way to get around the city.
MTA Chair Janel Lieber says it's all thanks to increased patrol, added security cameras, and mental health outreach. But will increased fares impact riders and service?
And we need the city to expand the Fair Fares program to reach more working New Yorkers and to deliver free fares for the people who are struggling the most.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The repairs from Friday's water main break continue in Patterson, and so the boil water advisory for more than 185,000 residents remains in place. These are folks in Patterson, Prospect Park, Hallidin, and North Hallidin. Patterson's mayor, Andre Sayas, says crews worked around the clock all weekend. They hope to complete the repairs today. In the meantime,
establishing a comfort zone should provide that relief that some residents have been requesting. And quite frankly, the water distribution will proceed until supplies last.
That comfort zone located at John F. Kennedy High School with portable bathrooms and shower trailers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.